This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games, and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
What were you even doing?
I was doing like the metronome clock facey thing.
Yes.
With the
radio, of course, being a very visual medium, everyone could see exactly what you were doing.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, I mean, it was a performance for you, my sweet.
Aw, why thank you. Anyway, of course, this is our regular segment of news relevant to the LGBTIQ community. And I'm going to start off. Denmark is marking 25 years since becoming the first country to legally recognise gay unions. On the 1st of October 1989... Denmark became the first country to provide legal recognition for gay and lesbian couples, not marriage equality, but the first step on the way. Mm. They started off with civil ceremonies, with the same ceremony as for heterosexual couples, just with the word marriage replaced with registered partnership. Following the ceremonies, three of the couples went to a press conference in horse-drawn carriages, where they were presented to the media as the first same-sex couples in the world to be joined in a legal union.
Oh, that sounds really cute.
Denmark was, really progressive. Denmark legalised homosexuality in 1933.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And equalised its age of consent in 1977.
Amazing.
Full adoption.
You know, we still haven't in Queensland.
Yeah. Full adoption rights in 2010 and full equal marriage in 2012. And funnily
enough,
I'm
proud of Denmark.
Like, the sky hasn't fallen in.
Really?
There are no plagues of locusts.
Oh.
You know, people
are there rivers of blood?
Not as far as I know. People aren't marrying the household pet. I'm sorry, my pants just split.
What? Really?
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Anyway,
I think that's about the worst thing that has come since legal recognition of same-sex couples. So there you go. Maybe we can pin that on gay people. Who knows? It's Maddie's split pants.
But yeah, 25 years of civil partnerships in Denmark. As someone said, it has been made normal. In fact, at Sundance Think, it has become so normal that it isn't worth discussing.
That's really great to hear. And I mean,
this is from a minister.
That's amazing. I mean, even in Australia, we've still got a long way to go before we get anywhere near that kind of level. And that's really great to hear that Denmark's doing so well.
Yeah,
so go Denmark.
Moving to Denmark.
I don't know about moving to Denmark, but go Denmark. And also, you'll never believe how many Brits think gay sex should be illegal. That's really inflammatory.
I feel like, you know, that there's a Twitter out there for, like, it's called Save You a Click, and it just tells you clickbait headlines. Like this one: you'll never believe how many Brits still think gay sex should be illegal. 13%.
So apparently a sixth of Brits and more than one-fifth of Londoners believe the UK should criminalise gay sex. So, getting
16%.
The new survey of British sexual behaviour carried out by The Observer has found that 16% of Britons believe homosexuality should be outlawed. Men, 19%, are more likely than women, 13%, to want gay sex banned. It has been 6 months since the first gay Brits got legally married.
Again, no plagues of locusts.
Not that I'm aware of, at least. Other findings include that 63% of Brits believe it is right for same-sex couples to get married, compared to 37% against.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah. And 61% agree with same-sex couples adopting children. So, I mean, it's clearly this is a case of the vocal minority here.
Yeah, they're very vocal, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's the same with any group, you know, you can't really avoid that.
Yeah.
3% of Brits also believe only gay people are at risk from HIV, which we all know is, I hope we all know, is very much not the case.
Thankfully, that means 97% do know that it is not just a gay
case. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. The survey, which did not specifically examine transgender people, also asked people to define their sexuality. 92% said they were straight, 4% gay, and 4% bisexual, which, you know, I'd believe that. That sounds close to the mark.
Yep, that sounds fairly reasonable.
But in saying that, 18% of women have had sexual contact with another woman, while 15% of men have had sexual contact with another man.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really good. No, it's I like that. It's great to hear that people, you know, are willing to
experiment
and explore, you know,
explore
even if
sexuality.
They decide in the end that it's just not who they are. That's totally cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully no one got hurt along the way, unless it was consensual, of course.
Yeah.
That's just really great to hear.
Yeah. Uganda president backtracks on anti-gay law. He said that he still wants to persecute gays, but not if the African country loses money through lack of foreign trade because of it.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
He said that he still wants to enforce harsh punishments on gays in Uganda, but not if foreign traders desert him. I supported the idea of punishing harshly those who lure minors into homosexuality, he said. We should also punish harshly those who engage in homosexual prostitution. Our scientists argued that all homosexuality was by nurture, not nature. On the basis of that, I agreed to sign the bill, although some people still contest that understanding. It is about us deciding what is best for our country in the realm of foreign trade, which is such an important stimulus for growth and transformation that it has no equal.
I have a couple of things I want to raise about that. I mean, isn't the fact that he's admitted that the only reason he's doing it is because of foreign trade, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of backtracking from it? Because some people are going to go, well, obviously that was a load of crap. You still hate gay people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I know what's going through his head, but at the same time, like, well, you didn't really think that through.
He has said, well, we want to protect our children from homosexuality.
Woo!
Eleanor, you're a minor. Am I just corrupting you?
I'm sorry. This whole building needs to be burned to the ground now. It's too late. We can't save it.
There's too much gay.
There's rainbows out the door, like everywhere.
There's a setup for an illegal gay wedding right outside.
Yeah, with rainbow veils.
We're not joking. There are balloons and cupcakes and like tablecloths and.
I'm just excited for the cupcakes.
And we're getting waved at.
Look, as a scientist, the thing that really annoys me is they say, our scientists. I'm sorry, science, you can't say our scientists. That's not how science works.
That just makes it clear that those scientists are not being neutral.
Yeah, you can't pick and choose your scientists. You have to take all the science as it comes. Otherwise, what you're doing isn't science. And I mean, I'm sure we all know that, of course, but I'm just saying, as a scientist, I'm studying science. I like to think of myself as a scientist.
Are they science?
As a science person who sciences on a regular basis, no less, that personally offends me.
Anyway, I think one more piece of news before we finish up.
Yeah, so Facebook has finally backtracked on their policy that prevented transgender people seeking asylum from abuse and drag performers from being forced to use their legal name.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, it was actually just the action of one person that has reported hundreds of accounts and started that kind of wave. And Facebook has said that it was really more an oversight in their policy than any specific deliberate discrimination.
Yeah,
and they're taking steps to making sure it won't happen again.
Because it was very much like a legal name policy.
Yeah. It was a case of, look, Facebook doesn't want people using false names to stalk or to harass or bully people. And some people have been caught in the crossfire due to, you know, people, the Facebook kind of being a bit overzealous with the application of the rule.
Yeah, just a bit.
The Transgender Law Centre has said, we have had a very productive meeting with Facebook today in which they apologised for the way this situation has been handled, and they committed to making changes to the way they enforce their real names policy to ensure that folks who need to use chosen names that reflect their authentic selves online are able to do so. What was made clear today is that Facebook is ready to collaborate with our communities and shares our value of making sure everyone is able to safely be their authentic self online.
Awesome.
That's great to hear. I mean,
that's progress.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, this will carry on to the future.
Definitely. And it's time for us to finish up.
I know. Oh my God. It's
always a sad time of the week.
I know. We're done ranting for the night. Just a reminder, you can check us out on Facebook. Just search up Generation Next.
And where you will also find a link to get tickets for the Op Shop Ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Until next week, we will see you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.